cetera, et cetera, motherfucker. Et cetera,
sucking on my balls, cetera, sucking on my balls, sucking on my balls,
cetera,
sucking on my balls. I've got snot in my nose. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Quiet. Welcome back to another episode of Etc. As it's Halloween this weekend, I guess this has to be a Halloween themed special. Just like every fucking thing on the planet has to be. Unless you're in Asda and are already advertising Christmas. But that's another story entirely. What you should be celebrating is me, as it was my birthday last weekend. Thanks to everyone who coughed. Thanks to everyone who wished me well and happy birthday, etc. But as it is old news, I suppose we should look to the future and let's kick off with some fucking the princes of darkness themselves. Bowos.
Yeah. son. Where'd you find this?
Such spooky.
Necromantics. Who killed the cheerleader? Before that, Bauhaus with Double Dare. If you're listening to this on the Friday morning, then that means tonight I'm going to go see Napalm Death, Obituary and Carcass. I give up the death. Truly trapped and stiff. Trying to contain my excitement. As in this great day in the trance. Fingers crawl in the cockpit. Confessional exhibition. Looking like fish in it. I'm snatched, fishing, and fell. Whatever takes my heart to decipher my precious breather. Come, necromancy. Stupid, necromancy. Victory, possessing the veil. The rest of this proud old epitaph. Reified, one of the real. I will have the fish corpse. In the pride of the dying soul. I'm pushing stage, the bird fish.
fuck me. This is well spooky.
No more there with digging that grave. Massive shout out to Debbie Chicker and Debbie Chicker's 9.
Proper scary.
Oh god, before that was Carcass Exhumed to Consume. And don't I just have the greatest excuse to play loads of black metal? As we say in Wales, blare my bosom.
This is wow. We'll be right back.
back the fuck up. This Halloween special is gonna make me shit my flaccid pants. Hell, mate.
I know what thing I do, Baba. That was Kiss with Strutter, and before that was War by Bearsham. I should have said that the other way around. It is Bearsham with War. The guitar solo on that song, played by Euronymous. A bit of trivia there for you. The guy who would eventually have a knife shoved down his skull.
Vug, you Nazi fucking bastard.
I actually found Varg Vikernes' YouTube account. Now, I thought it'd be amazing because I saw Bearsham live video, but it's actually just him sat at his fucking desk in prison playing a fucking unplugged guitar. And it was like, this is what a traditional Bearsham riff would sound like. Very fucking sad. To make things worse, apart from being massively racist, everything else that you would talk about were these like card strategy games. Like it's not Magic the Gathering or something. It's something along those lines. It's really nerdy, crappy, virgin fucking games. You've made a decision to go down that murderous Nazi route, so therefore you should continue doing what you do best. Not that I condone murdering and or Nazism, but you know, when you make those life decisions, you need to have both feet in the swimming pool, right? And yeah, that might not be an actual analogy, but you know where I'm going with it. And again, just to clarify, I am not a murderer or a Nazi.
Fuck me in the tit.
But what I am trying to say is, I'm going to play some Ed Gein. We'll be right back.
scary?
Cure with the Homes Under the Hammer theme tune there. Don't believe me, but I'll check this out, motherfuckers.
About buying at auction.
So let's find out what properties are going under the hammer today.
Same song, absolutely the same song. Well, okay, maybe not. No, it's obviously The Cure with Why Can't I Be You, but I am thoroughly enjoying this. Enough of this tomfoolery. Have some Cradle of Filth. Yeah.
Starship Enterprise. Scotty beamed us down here by mistake. Spock, you've got to get us out of here. I copied, I'd like to, but we cannot get a fix. Spock, the people here are dressed so strangely. Strange 20th century life form. There's an actual love bug walking around. Spock, analysis, please.
Yes, Captain, no bug. 20th century phenomenon.
It's Amityville, y'all. Yeah. You want to go to the house on the hill? Amityville! House on the hill.
Crack, walk, pop, with no kind of class. Drinking something that was bubbling from out of his glass. So I panic, and I hit the deck. Could have swore he was coming straight for my neck. Then he said,
yo, Starsky, there's no need to fear. Didn't you read the invite? You're the star of the year. All the monsters came from miles around just to hear you rock, because you got down, down.
You wanna go? Come on. There's enough room, we can all go to the house on the hill.
The next thing you know, with the hand clap shower, I realized I was the man of the hour. So I got on the mic without no mistake, and all the monsters in the house started to break. And then I put down the mic, said that is that. Gave Drac a high five and he changed to a bat. So I said today I'ma sleep like a lamb, but don't you know we were rocking at the Monster Jam.
You wanna go? Come on, let's go to. You didn't understand me, I said
Amityville,
to the house on the hill.
It's the house on the hill.
You make the left and you make the right, then you go Amityville.
Hello there, my name is Samuel L. Jacksons, and every Friday I listen to the Xera podcast with Damir Bohanaj. Huh? Go fuck yourself, kid.
Celebrity endorsement on fleek. Thank you to Samuel L. Jacksons there. So you just listened to Cradle of Filth, Cthulhu Dawn, followed by Lovebug, Starsky, Amityville, The House on the Hill. That was requested by Twitter user Bully Bones. I don't know these people personally, but thank you for the requests. And also thank you for the tickets to Carcass on Friday night. Next, this Rob Zombie.
I think I can taste urine. I think I can taste urine.
Get out.
essential turds.
Do you, don't you want to be a son? It doesn't take a man to sing along. The sun is weak and it's pretty, pretty free.
But also stinky bum bums.
That was Marilyn Manson with Born Again. And before that, you had your Rob Zombie with Halloween, She Gets So Mean. Now I'm gonna play some Mugwort, Extreme Depression and Fatigue.
We'll be right back.
That was Mugwort. Now, if you live in Manchester, which is where this podcast comes out of, and if you are listening to this on the Friday, which is when this comes out, then tomorrow will be Saturday, which is Halloween day slash night. And on Halloween night, if you live in Manchester, then you should go to Fuel Cafe in Withington, because this next band is going to be performing. I may or may not have some kind of involvement with the production of this. I'm not saying I definitely do, because it's meant to be a secret, but I guess it's not really that much of a secret. But you should go see David Mutilation, Electronic Pixies cover band. That's my promotion done. Here Comes Your Man. And to remind you again, Fuel Cafe, Withington, Manchester, United Kingdom, Saturday night, Halloween night, whatever you want to call it. So I've got just over 4 minutes left, and I realise I need to play Misfits, because it wouldn't be Halloween without Misfits, because they are the daddies of all things Halloweenish. But the only, well, yeah, fuck it, I'll just play two Misfits songs in the 4 minutes left.
Never learn. When you breathe.
back the fuck up. This Halloween special is gonna make me shit my essential turds.
Hybrid Moments by the Misfits there. As I said, I'm just gonna play another fucking Misfits song just to finish off. I'm gonna use these last few remaining seconds to say thanks for listening, blah blah blah. I hope it was Halloween-y enough for people who like Halloween, and I hope it wasn't too Halloween-y for people who hate Halloween, because I know from first-hand experience that Halloween is a tedious fucking rigmarole. So yeah, thanks. I'll see you next week. Goodbye, and I love you very much. Take care of yourselves. Don't die.
Shape of body form gives you confidence even on your heaviest day.